Hi, Miss Ofer. this is, and class, because you're probably going to be watching this. Yay. This is my friend Nico Ross.
Hi.
He's from Sweden. We've been good friends for almost our entire lives.
You and your family own a farm. It's like a hotel / farm, with a ton of animals. And so tell us about the farm.
Yeah, so it's instead of being a hotel, I would consider it more just like rentals. It's in Taos, New Mexico. I don't know if anybody in the class knows where that is. It's like an hour and a half outside of Santa Fe, or 3 hours outside of Albuquerque. It's 40-some acres, so it's a pretty big lot. Not massive, but it's a decent size, and my family's owned it since, I think, the 60s or 70s.
Your mom grew up there, right?
Yeah, my mom grew up there and in Mexico.
Yeah, so, I had the pleasure of visiting this farm. Why don't you share to the class the story when I visited and we went into the alpaca pen with the goats?
Oh, okay. I'm not sure I quite remember the entire thing, so...
Because you hit your head pretty hard.
Feel free to correct me at any point. Why don't you start it off, because I can't really remember how it started.
Nico and I was about to say me and Nico, but Miss Hofer would have killed me because, you know, she is my English teacher. So we always loved to collect eggs in the morning. Like, we would go into the chicken... midday.
Had to.
But it was fun. It was fun.
Sure.
We went in, we talked, you know, collected the eggs. I made him pick up the slimy ones because I've never done that before.
It was a social event.
And so what I didn't know was that in the alpaca pen, where they also had the Yoda and Chewie, they had, what were they? Turkeys.
Oh, I forgot. We have like 7 big gobbles.
Yeah. And Nico was like, oh yeah, well, let's see if they laid any eggs. First bad idea. So, we had to be really careful because Yoda and Chewie were especially aggressive that day.
Yeah.
So, what we had
I don't know why we went in there. Why did we go in there? We should have waited.
That was dumb. I'll let you continue the story.
I'm not... Correct me if I'm wrong, but we went inside one of the 2 hen houses, and they started, like, cornering us, I think.
Wait, no, so we had, like, the strategy. You would, like, guide the goats while you were opening the gate, and I would dash in. Like, the alpacas were just in the corner, terrified. And then I look inside, and I see a dead turkey. I don't know how it died.
Yeah, I remember.
It was just dead. Like, was it a raccoon? Like, what was it?
No, it just died.
It just died.
Yeah.
Like, there's flies. I'm like, Nico? Little bit of a problem here. And this is where, things go, especially downhill. So we had to escape now with 2 aggressive goats targeting us. Like, we had to grab their horn, we had to wrangle them. So this is where I get scared, because, so Nico, we're doing the same strategy. I dash out, and I'm like, and I forget to hold the gate for Nico.
Oh, I remember this now.
The door. I'm so sorry. The door flies open. And
it hits the
goat,
other side.
The goat, and it starts, like, bouncing back, like, really fast. And then the goats headbutt Nico in the legs, making him fall. I feel so bad.
No, it's fine. But...
So the gate and Nico were flying towards each other, and I hear a crack. I look over, and I'm like, and I'm I've never been so scared for your life.
I probably had a mild concussion.
You probably got a concussion. And so then we're finally able to jump out, and we look at each other, and you almost fell, dude. Like, you almost fainted,
I was like,
didn't
Jesus
you?
Jesus Christ.
You were so
I got knocked pretty hard. I'm surprised I didn't pass out.
Yeah, I thought you like broke your skull, cause I heard the biggest crack ever.
Yeah, it was really loud. But
I enjoyed
for watching you guys.
But it was great talking with you.
Vlog.
Vlog.
Vlog. LLA. Y'all.
Okay. Bye.